Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, I love comedy and enjoy a good joke and a laugh. However, leftists have hijacked late-night television. These comedians mock and disparage political figures, people in general, and disrespect the office of the presidency, using vulgar antics and language. We tune into comedians on cable networks and late-night television for entertainment, laughs, and for relief from the drollness of politics. But Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and Trevor Noah, and other late-night comedians have decided to preach elitist far-left propaganda and discourteous commentary regarding President Trump and ordinary people whose opinions are contrary to the liberal agendas. I guess that it is apparently hard to tell when you have become the country's biggest hypocrites, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and that vile human being, Chelsea Handler. What truly annoys me is the audacity these television comedians have, preaching their dishonest, uninformed, rude knowledge as comedy, not humorous at all. These comedians are not America's conscience. I mentioned Chelsea Handler, who performed a foul, nasty video of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, belittling her looks and mannerisms. And she hails women's rights, only those women who agree with her. Now, I personally believe she necessitates professional counseling. And don't forget Kathy Griffin, who sought recognition from her fellow comedians by displaying a bloody severed head of President Trump. This was a shocking display of disrespect and vulgarity. Then she had the brass to blame President Trump for her lack of popularity. Who's laughing at these unmannered comedians? These comedians who bully others with crass language and dreadful behavior. Ignorance and, in some instances, hate from comedians and other celebrities is counterproductive. It is designed to turn Americans against other Americans to achieve political results. If these comedians and feckless Hollywood celebrities really wanted to be brave, fearless, that would mean being honest. It would be more productive if these comedians entertained us through comedy, ceasing their biased political opinions. Well, after all, they are comedians. What happened to the Johnny Carsons, George Burns, Jack Bennys, Sid Caesars, Jackie Gleasons of comedy? They were not only funny, but entertaining to listen and watch. We miss them. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.